Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we have 42 states, Washington, D.C., Canada, and I want to say a special welcome to all of you who got the blizzard, who got the snow in Minneapolis and all in the northern states. I hope you're warm and toasty today. We're going to have some visitors at noon prayer from Minneapolis. Max is coming. If you want to watch that at noon today, because the Lord told him to come here and pray for us before we go to Israel. And of course, this is the Israel prayer call, and I'm sure that some of you read my blog yesterday, an urgent prayer request. Be sure to check billybrim.org for blogs. We do send out prayer requests different ways, but this one is I sent by lots of ways, but a blog is when I have one myself that I really want to put up, I usually put it up on a blog. So I'm going to read it to you exactly as I posted it yesterday. Yom Ha'atzmaut, which is Israel's Independence Day, this is the actual day on the Hebrew calendar, celebrating the 70th anniversary of the miracle of the rebirth of the State of Israel, begins Wednesday evening, April 18, through the day Thursday, April 19. Now, Israel is 7 hours ahead of us, so they're not quite to the date yet, but they will be in just a few hours. The Israelis have a different calendar. Israel has a different calendar. They have a lunar calendar, a 28-day calendar. They have to adjust it to be solar because the feast must come at the proper time. Each one of them has a harvest connected to it. And, of course, the sun controls the harvest. So 7 times in 19 years, they add a leap month. We add a leap day. They add a leap month. So this date on their calendar, the one today that begins this evening, is the actual Independence Day. It's the actual day that David Ben-Gurion declared the birth of the State of Israel. And so it begins this evening, and it goes tomorrow. You know, they do like they did in the Bible. The evening and the morning is the first day. Now, I'm reading again from my post. The Jerusalem Post reported today, Iranian Army Ground Forces Commander Brigadier General Klumars Hadari has warned that Israel can no longer threaten the Islamic State. Hadari said Israel's armed forces are, quote, much more powerful than before, quote, and that, quote, the date has been set, quote, for Israel's destruction. He was speaking in Tehran ahead of Iran's Army Day. These dates coincide this year. I had a long conversation with Ronnie Levy yesterday morning, and he says that all the people of Israel are on edge. They believe that when he said the date has been set, that they will probably pick Israel's Independence Day and their Army Day, which coincide beginning this evening. Israel suspects a three-prong attack, perhaps from Iran, from Syria, and from the Palestinians in Gaza. He said they expect that from Gaza they may lob some missiles over. And, of course, coming out of Syria and Iran, I know Israel can tell or suspect what they have, but they do suspect something. Thank God. We know that everything is exposed to the one with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. I'm reading you in the Amplified Bible. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So people say, well, if God knows to do something, why doesn't he just do it? Well, the way that he is sovereign. God is sovereign. Some people think that God is sovereign. He controls every little thing that is happening on the earth. But if that's the truth, he's got things in a mess because this world is in a mess. No, that's not how he set it up. He is the sovereign God, and in his sovereignty, he set it up that man, from beginning with Adam, he set it up that man would have the authority on the earth. Adam sold that authority out. He sold it to Satan, and Satan is the prince of the power of the air until his lease is up. However, when Jesus Christ came, and when God, in his mighty power, through Jesus Christ, defeated death, hell, and the grave, then he gave that authority, God gave that authority to Jesus, the head of the church, and Jesus turned it to his body on the earth. And so now, it's like John Wesley's famous quote, "It seems that God can do nothing except a man, a someone on earth asks him." And so we're going to go up before the throne today, all of us, and we're going to be going up at noontime prayer today. And Max is going to be here, if you know who Max is, because God sent him to pray for us before our trip in May. And so now we're going to go before the throne of God right now together. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, let's worship God together. Worship him, love him as you, only you can do. Only you can provide the worship and the praise that God desires out of you. So, Father, I do praise you. I come before you, and dearest Lord, look at this. Look at this heavenly courtroom. Look at this, Heavenly Father. All of these people here love you, adore you, magnify you, and are lifting their name, their voices together. They lifted their voices together in Acts chapter 4, and you moved on their behalf. Oh, God, we worship you. We're so thankful that what the Tower of Babel, the division it caused, you, through the Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus asking, Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will send." It seems that it was even necessary for him to ask our head. And so here we are, Lord, his body, and we are asking in the mighty name of Jesus, the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, the name above all names, we ask in that name that you hear our cry. Dear Lord, we want to thank you. We thank you and praise you that you kept your word and you brought Israel forth back to their homes. You, we can look at what's happened in Israel in these 70 years, Lord, and we can see the mighty hand of God. It never happened before or since that a nation was born in a day, like you said it would be, and came to such power in the earth in only 70 years. Oh God, you are God. Your word is true. Lord, you had to keep them from the beginning. They were attacked by their enemies on all sides. The miracle of miracles, and we just thank you for it and honor you for it and praise you for it, is you kept them right in that hostile neighborhood. The hand of God kept them. Their covenant with God kept them. The blood now keeps them. Holy Father, for he is their Messiah. Dearest one, Daniel prayed and asked you for utterance. Then he prayed after you gave him the utterance that brought the angel on the scene. And he was praying about the same thing we're praying. He was praying about your people, Israel, your land of Israel, the holy mountain of Israel, Mount Moriah, oh, site of the temple. Heavenly Father, we would bring to your attention one more time, Hebrews 4:13, that not a creature exists that is concealed from your sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Whatever they're planning, you see it. Whatever that Iranian brigadier general was talking about, you know it. And Father, we're boldly asking you to do something about it. We're boldly asking you that it will come to naught. Father, as you gave Daniel utterance, please give us utterance as we're here, dear Father, from all these states in Canada and Washington, D.C. Holy One, Holy One, give us utterance in the Holy Ghost. It is written that 1 Corinthians 14:2, he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men but unto God, for no man hears him. Oh, Ratisa Talatanje, thank you for utterance now. Utterance from all these places. Utterance, dear Father. Ilabrashinu cabre, elivritanyo ni calabra, ejutanya ni colabrate. Kafratiso, from Maine to California, to Washington and Oregon, to Florida, Texas, Minnesota, Montana, all through the states, Lord. The colonies, the states of the colonies have checked in today. God, hear a cry. Lord, hear our cry. We lift up like you told us to. You told us to pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. You told us not to give you any silence until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Oh, dear Father, let not man cabrasito lo dobre che le catania ni cohobrati di catababalati harm those people. Elivradoshete le calabrate de onge di calabrate. You're the one who holds it back. You're the one who holds it back. Elivradoria macalacaladinia dele dohoshata bracalacalatino no cohobrecala. Ije de baradino no corio de caladi di cahaya no cobre. Father, we hold it back. We hold it back. Angels of God, Elijah, Michael, Shindala mahasoria bacalacalandala barata le codajge. The angels that protected Israel are still there. Oh, Father, we know that you protected them through the mighty works of angels and many a time before. And we know they're still Kabratisko Don John, the mighty in God, ministers of the Father, flames of fire. Ikalabrasono moko hobala de nikolambri kalakaladishkonde. Ilibrandanda shields, the shields of God, arondinio no kohobratele kodavravravasito. E la brasito lo toge di cohabrata la bapala do 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 dombre che le calati e ce ne macaia ne cohabratito do go babaletinia ne coria ma calagaladania ne calabra ostiato, ostiato pefrato nico pefrato papali sotto di angelico o babali tutto do dumba. Sherno nika andofrete sepaio no coroba caladino no cofre. And borfranica la ca angala goshete, angala cahalita, and don de bacaya, nicle galandia bahasito lo dovre de le caladaja da galado jade de gabajito. Genio no co caca da ke cacalitita, cahaca, caca anye, etica aca, aca cacaita, coco bamba, acaletino, honoria, macalitino. Lakani, hani, 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 noria, macalagadi, giorgala di propresciato, e gene, mario, nicolo cobaria, de decondare gadabra, macalagaladino, no cobra, tisco, don genica, la calita, no calita, nangalita, ba. Oh, huba, huba, ishando di ba, huba, mariata, huba, kenon nombre, huba, huba, huba. E shato nia, shato le coco bracca la cadigna, e de barasito, de gomo, shato, de gomo, shato. Pefrato, Pefrato, Pefrato. Father, Father, Father. Oh, Father. Dearest Father. Amy Vratoria Bracalacadina. I pray particularly right now for the celebrations. People there have events planned, Lord. Families have barbecues and events planned. I pray particularly for the events, that they would be bomb-free, that they would be ishtramakohu prakala tifrandanakohu bashitato. Oh, Father, as well as those national ones planned by national enemies, dear God, I lift up now what would be called the lone wolves. Some young Palestinian that's been brainwashed since his mother's womb. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to stop him. I ask you to stop him from that planned stabbing. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to arrest him. And in that arrest, I pray for his soul. Father, I pray that he'd be one of those that saw the evil that drove him and changed, like that son of the terrorist leader. Oh God. Iribratwa todakohubaki de katanje de gooshate. Iribratanya, Father, we pray over our friends and Ila Pratoshke de Yatanda de Godoshe Tanda de Godoshke. Pray over all their homes. Ishatasto Brekalagatanja de Godosha Tatata. Ashona Nakobre Ethan and Julie's daughter. We plead the blood of Jesus over her and all of her steps today. Ilivrato Tedigo Hoshan Dorogo Vrakalago Bredigo Onje. Ilivrato de Koshe Tedigatashka Change. Holy Father. Ilibratoria Brekalakotosh in a Makara. Dear Father, we shall carry this today. Ilivratoria, our voices shall lift and raise and rise and ebb and wane, but they shall rise and equilibrate Yakofa, Holy Spirit. Keep your prayer army alerted today. You said to me that as nations raise up an air force, you will raise up a prayer force. No army on earth, Father, has ever gone without its leaders leading it. So I know you'll lead us. I know, and I'm asking you, on the lips of prayer people today, keep these requests. Because, Father, we do not expect to come to the end of tomorrow and have some great catastrophe. Isho te le brasito lo copracte di onge di calatito. Dear Lord, I sense your anointing to pray for this. I know that you're sending Max down at just the right time for us to pray about this. Ilivrato, ilivrato, ilivrato. Camboschete le cohombacca la cantinge orgogiato. In the name above all names. And Father, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. The eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, who are rich in mercy and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened him, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body. And now, Father, from our place, we're all across the country, but all of us are seated at your own right hand. And from there, we're going to rule and reign now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, kingdom of darkness, you listen up. We, a body, a prayer force, speak to you today. We speak to you that you will roast the Micaiah. You will not in any way cloud the minds of our leaders. You stay away from the councils that are being made concerning this situation, concerning Russia, concerning Iran, of course, in this, North Korea. We're from America. And in the name above all names, we've even got our Washington, D.C. ones and our Virginia ones and our ones close round about that capital. And all of us aim our authority right now to Washington, D.C., to the council rooms that would be thinking John Bolton, General Mattis, all the people involved with defense, in the name above every name, guide them as what to do about our forces that are there in Israel. Guide them about what to do concerning Israel. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful that our leaders bless Israel, and therefore we can claim, Holy Father, Jesus, we can claim the blessings of blessing Israel. In the name above all names, we praise you, Father, that you have given us your written word, and that we know, Father, that it's a blessing to bless Israel. We are thankful for the word of God that is getting out and confronting and condemning that terrible replacement theology that allowed the churches of Poland and Germany and others to swallow anti-Semitism. Father, in the name above all names, we thank you and ask you to keep their minds clear. We lift up Benjamin Netanyahu. We lift up that government of Israel, Father. We lift them up to know what to do. Eli Bratoshina and the people of Israel. Oh, Father, calm their hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. We know they're such a brave people. They're such a happy people. Lord, when I go there and I take the trips, and the people are so happy and so free and so, dear God, they live there. Only this could happen because of you. Oh, dearest Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping them. It is written, Lord, it is written that you who gathered Israel will keep him as a shepherd does his flock. Keep them today, Holy Shepherd. You, guardian of Israel, shepherd of Israel, keep them today according to your word. We are counting on it. In Jesus' holy, precious, marvelous name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're just so thankful. Just so thankful. As I said, I talked to Ronnie yesterday, and he told us that we've cleared the hurdles with committee in McDowell, and now we're ready to submit our building permit, and there are two possibilities for us. One is to submit it, our building permit, with just the main building and one villa, or the whole thing. And of course, it makes sense that we would do the whole thing, but what would make you not do it is you have to pay taxes when you submit it. So for the lesser building, the taxes are lesser, but for the whole project, the taxes are more. But we do have some credits there. He's going to let me know next week what those taxes would be, and I'll make the decision. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, help me make this decision. And I just pray right now that the taxes will be such that we can pay them and go for the whole thing, get the building permit for the whole thing. Ronnie is setting up meetings for me at the end of our trip. We're going to Israel. I'm not sure exactly what day you're leaving. I'm leaving the 21st. Our tour, I think, leaves a couple of days after that. And we will be in Israel. It will be after the official Independence Day is today. But because of our calendar, we recognize May 14 and 15 because that was the day in that year in 1948. And so I believe that's the day that our president has chosen to officially move our embassy. Oh, Father, we just keep President Bush before you. Yes, President Bush's wife went to heaven, Barbara Bush. So we lift up the Bush family. But we just lift up our president that he'll stay strong on moving that embassy and that nothing will deter him from doing that in Jesus' name. And so we're going to be praying about our trip today. It was serious enough that, and we're going to go, and we're not going to hold back. The Lord wants us to go, and He wants us to be praying about it today. We're going to be praying on it on noon prayer. Also, this weekend, I'm going to be speaking at Christians United for Israel in Amarillo, and then I'm going to be preaching for Brother Files Church on Sunday in Amarillo, Texas. So if you need more information, just to give us a call about that. I love you so much, and I'll see most of you at noon. Shalom, shalom. Keep this before the Lord. Thank you.